Erica Ryan, singer-songwriter based in Larkspur, Colorado. How's life? Are you still running a ranch?
I am. Still at the same ranch. Just three old horses and a bunch of pasture space, and they had me install a garden this year, so things are moving forward, even in the smallest ways.
When you performed in Carbondale last summer, it was to open for the Band of Heathens at the Hootenanny, Katie and Kay's annual summer concert, and we've been dying to get you back up to the Valley, and we're so excited. Next Thursday, November 15th, you'll be coming to the Temporary in Basalt for a benefit for Katie and Kay and the Arts Campus at Willits, and this concert will feature Let Them Roar, our local favorites, and their first ever time in that room, and also your first time playing outside of Carbondale in this valley, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my first time playing Basalt, too.
Well, how long have you been singing, playing guitar, and writing music?
Well, I've been singing literally since before I could talk. My mom always tells me how I was I'd sing Obladi Oblada in the grocery store when I was a toddler. And I picked up my first guitar when I was 14 years old. And I self-taught myself from a Beatles songbook, which was great because I knew how the songs were supposed to sound, so when I played them and it didn't sound right, I could fix it. So yeah, so that's how it started. And I pretty much started writing songs as soon as I picked up the guitar.
And since we last saw each other, you seem to have developed an addiction for joining bands. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. You know, it started with I have a country swing duo called Ryan and Lee, and you know, if you picture like female Living Brothers, that's about what it is. And then my sweet old friend, who I've known forever from High Plains Honky, asked me to start singing harmonies and whatnot with their band. And then I last fall I put together a band or basically had this band from Denver called U.S. Tigers joined me for a Tom Petty tribute. And we clicked really well. And it was just like, well, I guess we're just going to keep doing this.
Nice.
And then over the winter, I was asked to be a guest performer with the High Dive Blues Band. They're just the house band at the High Dive in Denver. And after our show, they asked me if I would like to be a permanent member. And I clapped my hands and giggled like a child and said, of course, yes. So here we are.
And what are some other shows you have coming up between now and when we see you next Thursday night, November 15th at the Temporary, or shortly after? You're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, I am busy. Good busy. You know, I'm following my heart for sure. But yeah, so Monday night is Blues Night at the High Dive. We do it every second Monday of the month. Friday and Saturday, I'm playing at Globe Hall. And then Sunday, I'm playing at the High Dive again and with the blues band again as well.
That's awesome. When you performed in Carbondale last summer, you brought a pedal steel player with you. He was great. And when you're back in town next week, you'll be solo. Does that affect the material you perform, different songs?
No, not really. The pedal steel, obviously, it lends itself really well to all of the songs that I play, really, you know. And it's different if I'm trying to bring on drums or, you know, more of a rhythm section, as some of the songs are a little bit more fluid in their rhythm and whatnot. So having a pedal steel player and not having one doesn't change the material all that much.
And one of the reasons I wanted to bring you back for this specific event, the Mountain Music Showcase, our new collaboration with the Arts Campus at Willits, is because next week we will have 20 public radio stations here in town for the annual Rocky Mountain Community Radio Conference. And many of us partner together on Capital Coverage, which is our reporting from the State House that then gets distributed out across the state. And then also there will be some music directors and DJs in the room. And I just can't wait for all these radio people to hear you for the first time. Are you ever nervous playing in front of different crowds, like a small intimate show versus at a big festival?
I mean, when you say it like that, I'm gonna start feeling nervous. But no, actually I don't get nervous anymore. You know, I just, music is such a huge part of my life anymore. It's just it's one of the most natural things for me to be doing. The only thing that I have started doing differently, like as a musician, to get ready before I play a show, is I'll take my guitar backstage with me and sit down and just play through scales or chords or whatever, just to kind of get my head in the game. And then I like, and then walk on stage with my guitar, which just, like my partner in crime.
What about recording? Because I know, for example, when you put out Find a Way to Me, one of my very favorites of your original songs, of course, you've recorded a ton of great covers as well. But I noticed that you said that when you recorded that one, it was in the attic of an old farmhouse. And
yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the different spaces you've recorded in and also what we have to look forward to? Because I know you started putting out music, almost 10 years ago, and we're all pretty anxious here at KD&K to hear what's next, too.
Yeah, well, pretty much everything I've recorded thus far, I've recorded completely by myself, sitting alone, recording harmonies and other guitar parts, in whatever old apartment I've lived in or old homes in Denver. I lived in a barn for a while. I think I recorded something in there, and then obviously the recording in the attic of the old farmhouse. But anyway, I am working on putting out a new single. It's a cover of an old David Allan Coe song, it's a beautiful song. It's not typical to his
kind of melancholy
to his usual material. And it's called I've Got to Have You. And I recorded it actually with my friend who played pedal steel with me when I came up last year. He's playing pedal steel and mandolin on it, and he was also running the soundboard. And hopefully I'll be able to get it out to everybody fairly soon, maybe in the next, month or so.
One of the other things I noticed on your Bandcamp page, which for folks who are interested in checking it out, is Erica, E-R-I-K-A, and then Ryan with two N's on the end. So that's erikaryann.bandcamp.com. As you mentioned that you spent some years in the tangled woods of southwestern Colorado. So I think of you as being based in Larkspur. And tell us a little bit about your backstory. Where have your travels taken you?
By southwestern Colorado, which I realize it isn't southwestern as in Durango or Dolores, certainly, but I do mean Larkspur.
And
growing up, at least at the time, there weren't many houses on our street, and so it's just kind of our house in the middle of the woods, and you step outside at night especially, and all you can see is just like a wall of the trees that are closest to you, and then just pitch blackness past them. And those years living out there, I did a lot of a lot of thinking, and like it was very formative being around that kind of like mysterious darkness past the tree line, and it gets darker earlier when you live in the forest and things like that. And it was, anyway, altogether it was very formative.
It seems like maybe some of that perspective shapes your songwriting, because there's something about your ability to tell vivid stories with, obviously, your vocals are kind of warm and raw in a way, but there's real meaning in a lot of your lyrics. I mean, not everything, sure. Sometimes you're just honky-tonking or something, but it seems like the storytelling kind of builds almost a sense of place that feels like Colorado. It feels Western.
It is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it does feel very much like Colorado. I've lived here my whole life, and the songs they all come from a real place. I've never been able to just write a story. I admire people who are able to do that. But I'm not able to write songs that aren't from my own experiences, because typically it's I'm ruminating on things that have happened in my life or things that I'm going through. And writing those songs is my way of working things out and like coming to an understanding of everything. And so, it's, they are very real. Some of them more literally, and some of them are a little bit more vague, but they're all very, very real.
She's an honest songwriter, folks. Erica Ryan, we're so looking forward to having you back in the Roaring Fork Valley, the Mountain Music Showcase, a new partnership between KD&K and the Temporary in Basalt, kicks off with our initial concert on Thursday, November 15th. We're really excited to have adult beverages from our locals here, Roaring Fork Beer Company and Woody Creek Distillers. And of course, Let Them Roar, who I think another band like yourself who've really earned the chance to perform in this showcase in front of 24 different radio stations from around Colorado. And I just want to ask you one last question, Erica. Do you have a turntable? Are you a vinyl person?
I do. Yes, I have a turntable. I have an extensive country western collection.
What piece of vinyl is on your turntable right this second?
Oh gosh, right this second? Actually, I think so Graham Parsons' birthday was recently this past week, and I have his live album on my turntable as we speak.
Love it. Oh man, it's so fun to talk to you, Erica. Thank you so much for planning to make the journey up here next Thursday. We can't wait to see and hear you. And for folks who want to get tickets to this show, they're on sale at tacaw.org. That's TACA is the arts campus at Willits, the Temporary's website, tacaw.org. Only $9 in advance and 14 day of the show. Support KD&K and support local musicians as we kick off this new showcase, the Mountain Music Showcase. Thank you so much, Erica Ryan. Can't wait to hear you.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys again. Thank you so much, Gavin.
Thank you.